Good morning, everyone. As you know, that the office it closed on Monday, and on Monday I was like working at like the backyard of the rectory, like right here, like right behind here. And then I had my hat, and then my sandal, and then what t-shirt and short, like a normal Asian dude working in the backyard. And then a car like approaching me, and he rolled out the window and he said, "What's your company?" And then I was confused. And then he looks at me, and he was confused as well. And he asked me, like, "What's your company? Where you are you working for?" And then in my mind at that time, I just like pop up my name's AP Company, Anthony Fan like Company. And then so we talk, and then we continue the conversation. And then I am a priest over here. My name is Father Anthony. And then the wife like, "Father, we were so sorry. We're so sorry about that. We didn't know you are a priest over here. We're so sorry. We thought like you are just like working for a company, like cleaning up whatever it is." And then we moved from the different state over here, and then in Littleton we are like driving around and checking all the churches around the Littleton, and then Light of the World, we heard about that, and then we just came and then see like around. And then I told them, "Who knows, like one day I can work on your backyard." But that's not a homily, okay? Now it's a homily. Most Holy Trinity, this week we celebrate the Solemnity. So I invite you all to reflect with me three words for my homily today. First, foundational. Second, relational. Third, communal. Again, foundational, relational, communal. First of all, foundation. Foundational. We know that every single mysteries of the Holy Catholic Church based on the Most Holy Trinity. So from the Holy Trinity, we have everything. Holy Trinity is the source of everything, like everything, creation, human race, future, past, present, time, everything is from the Most Holy Trinity. In order to understand the Holy Trinity, we have God the Father right in the beginning. Okay? He has no ending, no beginning. God the Father always there, outside of time, outside of human history. He's always there. And he has an image about himself. And from that image, he generates the Son. Imago Dei, the image of God. Like that image is perfect so that we have the Son from that image, okay? So you can ask me, but why he can do that? Well, human being, we cannot. Why? Right now, I invite you all to think about a car in your mind right now. You have a car, an image about a car in your mind, but that image is imperfect. You cannot have that image in the reality. Meanwhile, God himself, God the Father, he has an image, the perfect image about himself so that he can generate the Son. God sees that image in front of him perfectly, loving, and then he loves that image so much, and then that image, the Son, loves him back so that they all proceed God, the Holy Spirit. So inside of God is God the Father, God the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. And every single mysteries of the whole Catholic Church, we have that source. Everything, okay, based on the Most Holy Trinity. Second, how do we apply that in our lives, which is second point from my homily today, relational. We know that when the Lord Jesus Christ became man, he revealed for the humanity a term, "Hey, you have God in heaven. We call him Father. We don't call him, hey, we have God number one, I am number two, and Holy Spirit number three. You know what I mean? He doesn't do that. He doesn't call that way, but he used the terms, human terms, Father, Son. Does that like, does it mean anything for you? Relationship, relational. God is Father. In terms of like relationship with God the Son. So inside of God, like God the Father loves the Son, God the Son loves God the Father, and both they love each other so much that we have the Holy Spirit. So inside of God is always love. Brother and sister, God doesn't do love. God is love. Again, it's different. Okay? So we're human beings. We are doing love. Okay? We do love. We love each other. We do that. But God, meanwhile, he is. Like the key point to understand God is love. God is love, and so powerful and so profound that he is. He is relational. God is always relational. Brothers and sisters, I could be wrong at this point, but reflect with me and correct me if I'm wrong. You are more human if you are in love. Again, you are more human if you are in love. What do I mean on that? Love will form you. Like you, the more you love someone, the more you are human. Because that is all about human beings. That's all about God. God is love. The more we love, the more we like God. If you love someone, like you are on the way of the holiness, like you are holy because you love. Because God is love, God is holy, so that whenever we love, we are holy. And I'm not kidding at all. Like when you are in love, when you are in a relationship with someone, someone is God, someone is your spouses, someone is your families, someone is your relatives. Whenever you are in that love, you are holy. Holy. The last point of my homily is communal. We know that God is one God, but three persons. So inside of God is always the communal living, like the communion between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So that if you want to understand the Catholic faith, is you must in the community. You must be formed in the Catholic community. Without that, with outside the community, I don't think we have the true faith. Why should not I go to my private room and confess my sins to God alone? Why I need a priest? Why I need community? Why I just like go into my room, hang out with God? God, I'm so sorry. I'm good to go, huh? I move on. You know what I mean? Why we should not do that? Why we need a community? Why we need a priest? Well, can you baptize yourself? No. Can you confirm yourself? No. Can you ordain yourself? No. Can you marry a girl? Like, hey, I'll marry you. We are husband and wife from now, okay? We cannot do that. So you cannot confess your sins in your room by yourself. Even you cannot baptize yourself. We need someone. We need the community. We need someone because inside of God is like, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The communal, the relational, that the foundational of the whole Catholic Church based on that. When we love, we are holy. And by you all, this point I reflect years in my life, and I want to tell you this one. Brothers and sisters, it's so crucial, important that we can remember this one. When you love, you are holy. When you follow the holiness, you are on the way of heaven. But fix your eye on heaven. Live for heaven. You are meant for heaven. Without heaven, your life will be pointless. Your life will be nothing. Nothing. Live for heaven. Aim your heaven. Heaven is your destination. Heaven is your destiny. Heaven. Fix your eye on that and live for that and aim for that. Because one day you will be in heaven and you will see. You're going to hang out with God in heaven. You're going to adore God in heaven. Because it's all about heaven. If you don't live heaven, if you have no idea, like, why should I do this thing? Why should I become a priest? Why I love my spouses? Why I love my families? Because you live for heaven. Because that is heavenly things. Like, love is a heavenly thing. And you must keep your eye on that. Whenever you lose the sense of heaven, you are dehumanizing. Well, I could be wrong. Well, maybe you can correct me, but that's all about my life. And then it took me like years to believe that we must believe in heaven, because heaven will be your destination. Heaven always right there and waiting for you. So we must believe on that. Heaven is all about God. It's all about the Catholic faith. It's all about the most holy Trinity. The Holy Communion. You will receive a Holy Communion, the communal. The moment you receive Holy Communion, brothers and sisters, you will receive everything. I'm not kidding at all, like everything. God, the most holy Trinity, the source of everything. You will receive creation. You will receive the history, the human history. You will receive the past, the present, and the future. Everything is from and is based on the Holy Communion, because that is God. That is the most holy Trinity, the triune God with Holy Communion. When you receive that, you are in that relationship. You are in that communion. You are having foundation based on God. Invite you all to, when you receive Holy Communion today, remember that you will receive everything. I guarantee that for you. Well, if you don't believe in me, believe in God. If you don't need to believe in Father Anthony, but believe in the things you will receive. And that is all about heaven, all about communion, all about relationship with God, and all about your life based on that foundation. That is the three words. First, foundational. Second, relational. And the third, communal.